Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 137 for Thursday, April 9th, 2020. This is going to be another diary podcast.
Diarrhea!
Yes, I know I'm really not supposed to be using that bumper music, but I keep using it anyway because I find it amusing. It occurs to me that I'm not the only one who's doing quite a bit of diary podcasting in this round of Dog Days. Mike has, and so has Jay, and to some extent so has Mark, and I've definitely been enjoying listening to all of your diary entries. So I won't bother beating myself up about doing yet another diary podcast entry, because diary entries are a valuable and important way of working through any kind of experience you might be going through. I remember reading at some point in the last month or so that if you have kids, you should be encouraging them to keep a journal or diary, because this period of time is so important and unique and significant that it's important and valuable for the writer, him or herself, and for anyone who might happen to read the diary, to know and to understand what the writer of the diary was thinking and feeling at any given time. My dad has been a great paper journal keeper all of my life, and I have been off and on at certain times. It's one of the many personal projects I would like to get back to if and when I have time for it. Anyway, what have I been up to today? This being the second Thursday in April, we had a meeting of the Toastmasters Club I've been coaching, which did not take the move to working at home very well, at least not so far. We do have interest from at least two of the other known members who aren't coaches or area directors, but they have both said they might be interested in coming to future meetings, but they didn't have time for it this week. I haven't given up on it, though, and in fact I have become rather attached to this club. Then at 6:15 I had another meeting of my weekly club. Yes, this is my life. This was our week to have three speakers, and I am proud to say that it was a productive meeting. Today also happens to be Maundy Thursday, and I understand Wednesday night was the first night of Passover. I'll post a link to an article that I read about that in the show notes. I mentioned yesterday making my own bread, well, Thursday night was why. The irony wasn't lost on me that I have nothing but time to wait for bread to rise, but I still made flat bread with no yeast in it, and I used it in a meditative sort of personal ceremony that I did in the break between the Toastmasters meeting and our weekly Thursday night Star Wars movie watch party, which I believe I have mentioned before. This week was solo week, which was a lot of fun to talk about, and it isn't actually a really bad movie in and of itself. I think the main problem with this and most of the other new wave of Star Wars movies is that so many people have had so many different expectations for each one of them individually that it's pretty much impossible to please everybody. But I actually enjoyed this second watch more than I thought I was going to. After that, I did some personal finance accounting, some more cooking. This time I made a fruit salad and a mango bean salad, which I really liked, and I'm actually glad I have enough of both for several days, because they're both really good. And now I'm recording my podcast. As so often happens, it's actually early Friday morning, but this is my Thursday episode, because it's the end of my Thursday. Tomorrow will definitely be a thread snippings day. Saturday and Sunday will both be more personal, diary-like reflections like this one, and I don't know what will happen after that. Because I don't feel like recutting and re-editing my outro music, I will say here at the end of this segment that the bumper music for diary podcasting is Live Fast Diarrhea by the Vandals. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme music is Being Together by Bortex on the album Untitled Love Story, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.